B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Jesse, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking for a guy named Theo?
That is correct.
Okay, so talk to us. What happened?
So, yeah, I've been seeing this guy for like a hot minute, maybe like a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going really well. Like, we've been hanging out. It's been good. And I thought we'd at least make it through the summer, but now he's ghosted me.
Wow. Summer hasn't even started yet.
I know. She's
technically.
Like,
she's,
I know.
Like,
this is my summertime boyfriend. And didn't even make it to summer. All right. So, okay. What happened the last time you guys hung out? Did anything weird happen or?
No. I mean, we went to a movie and then dinner afterwards.
What movie were you guys watching?
We went to see Buzz Lightyear.
Ah, Buzz Lightyear. I heard a little spoiler about that movie that I'm not going to tell anybody, but it involves Zorg, the bad guy, the real identity.
Yep.
Okay, but anyway, I'm going to refrain
from
saying it. Okay, so what, anything happened during the movie or the dinner?
Well, so, okay, I mean, I guess this could have done it. I was talking a lot during the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I was talking so much that there was a kid in front of us, and he actually turned around and told us to shut up. And so I just got louder to with him. But Theo laughed. He laughed. So it didn't seem like that pissed him off or anything.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's something else. Maybe it's something on his end personally. Who knows? Maybe, or maybe it's just something else that you do that you don't even realize. I guess we'll find out. We'll give him a call for you next, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Hang on, Jesse.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Theo?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Theo, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain why we're calling? It's actually a really good thing.
Yo, man, it's way too early for this. Like, who the f*** did you say you were?
Okay, so we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. And let me just explain. So somebody, a girl that you know, gave us your number to call you, to ask you out on a date. So basically, I'm going to tell you her name. And if you agree to go on a date with her, we'll let you decide where you want to do a date, when you're free, all that stuff. And we'll pay for it. There's no negatives in this situation. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to hear her name?
Look, I really haven't had that good of a streak of dating, to be honest with you, but I do like free food, so who is the girl?
Oh, perfect. Okay, so her name is Jessie, and you went out with her already?
Man, you literally could have said anybody else's name, and I probably would have said yes, but no, not Jessie.
No, okay, not Jessie, but okay, so she said that last time you guys hung out, because she thought that, I'll just say, she really was talking you up, and she thought that you guys were going to be a little bit more of a long-term relationship, you know, at least to the fall. She explained that you guys went to the movies and there was an incident where she was, you know, doing a lot of talking and a kid in front of you guys might have asked her to be quiet or something like that. Is that the reason why?
No, I wish it was something like that. No.
You wish it was, so it's not. So, okay. Can you explain why? Like, you don't have to do the date, but can you just tell us why so we can tell her?
Look, I'm not that big of a guy, okay, which is cool, but me and her are about the same size in height, but she's built like a brick house. She's super strong.
Yeah.
Like superhero strong. She has like Viking blood in her. She-Hulk blood, I'm not really sure. I'm more like a telephone pole, a little bit of belly. You know, I look good in a baggy shirt, but
So what does this have to do? So what, you're afraid that she has a better body than you?
No. We were drinking, progressing into the room, the bedroom, you know, intimate. And while we were making out, all of a sudden she grabbed me by my shoulders and slams me up against the wall and pins me up against the wall. And I can't even move.
Okay, so she was getting a little aggressive in the bedroom.
Yeah. Okay, so
and
she wanted to, you know, she wanted to.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah.
No, it's not a good time. It was terrifying. I was pinned against the wall, my feet dangling in the air.
Wait a minute. Did she like choke you? Would she take your neck and like pin you up, like pick you up off the floor? Like, What?
By both my shoulders, grabbed me and slammed me up against the wall. I was levitating. All right?
Oh, it
was
terrifying. My God.
She held you up by your shoulders?
Correct.
So
it's hard to feel like a man when that's going on. You know what I mean?
So, okay. Maybe, okay, so Jesse's on the phone right now and possibly she could have...
Jesus Christ. She's going to come beat my ass.
Jesse,
oh, my God.
Hey, Jesse, are you there?
Yeah, I mean... You just asked me to stop.
Okay, so what he's saying is true. You can hold him up by his shoulders against the wall off the ground.
Yeah.
So wait, hold on a second. But Theo, like you ended up, you still like ended up having sex with her and enjoying it and all that stuff, right?
Yes, for sure. There was a side of me that was comforted in some kind of way. The way once we laid down a little bit and kind of got a little more intimate, and she let me a little more in control of the situation, and I wasn't dangling butt naked in the air. she did put me in a tombstone position, John Cena style. Okay. That was a little terrifying for a while.
The visuals I am getting.
Jesse.
Yeah. If he didn't like me picking him up, like, vertically, he probably really hated dangling upside down.
You were holding him upside down naked?
Again, he weighs like nothing. And I, like, and I mean, whatever. It was pretty hot, I thought. It was hard, though, because I didn't want to drop him on his head.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Wow. I mean, at least you were giving him that kind of a courtesy.
How'd you
okay.
break your neck, sir? Listen, one day you guys could maybe go over the rules of the bedroom and you get a free meal, have some drinks, and maybe you could try it out that night.
I mean, yeah. No. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to, like, change the way that I, like, make love or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not trying to have sex with Hulk Hogan, okay? I don't need that guy. I need some old school 2 to 3 positions. I don't need Cirque du Soleil being thrown up against the wall. None of that stuff. I'm a basic
bitch. How boring is that?
I'm a basic
bitch. He just called himself a basic bitch.
Jesse, so you want a guy that likes to do acrobatic in the bedroom?
Hell yeah.
Okay, and Theo, you want a little more old school. You said what, 2 to 3 positions?
2 to 3 positions max, and that's a good night.
Okay. So he wants romance and, you know, gentle.
Tender lovemaking.
Tender lovemaking. Check.
I don't need to feel like at any point I should put on a safety harness just to have sex with somebody, all right?
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.